We are trying to define derivatives ourselves. I read recently that the latest definition of a derivative is any investment that loses money. That's probably not going to be the way that we define it, but we've been working on this for quite some time. We emphasized improving disclosures first, and we issued Statement 119 late last year, and this was an interim step, clearly, because we wanted to get something out quickly. We weren't in a position to require companies to have to develop brand new reporting systems, information gathering, and things like that too quickly because of the timing of the standards. So we try to rely on information that would be generally available already, and ask in particular that companies explain why they're using derivatives, what they think they're accomplishing in the way of risk management or otherwise. On the accounting front, we've been working on a proposal to properly account for all forms of derivatives. Most of our deliberations have focused on recognizing all derivatives in the balance sheet and recording them on the basis of their fair value. It's pretty easy to agree on that. All seven board members jumped to that conclusion initially, reached that conclusion, I should say, not jumped to it, that sounds too pejorative, but we in fact have had a reasonably a good reaction to that from many of our constituents. The difficulty is that we still have double entry bookkeeping, and we haven't been able to fully agree on the other side of the entry, what to do with the gains or losses associated with marking derivatives to market. For example, should it be recorded in income? That would be an easy way to do it, but it wouldn't necessarily result in the matching that many entities feel that they should have. Should it be deferred in equity? That's one good possibility that we're considering. Or should it be adjusted against asset or liability carrying amounts, which accounting literature now, or some, at least some practice, provides? And what criteria should be met in order to qualify for those different accounting approaches?